Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and I'm joined by Marnie Werner and special guests. Marnie.
Nice to be here. And today we have with us Newell Searle and Diana Madsen from Second Harvest Heartland.
Welcome, both of you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Thank you.
So what is the goal of Second Harvest Heartland?
Our mission is to end hunger through community partnerships. That's the mission of Second Harvest Heartland. A year ago, we did a study based on data from the census, the USDA's Food and Nutrition Service, and other public data sources to determine how much food was needed to end hunger. And we were looking at the population that is 185% of poverty or below. And that's where you start seeing people come to food shelves, is when they're income is at about 185% of poverty, which is maybe $30,000, a little over $30,000 for a family of three. And we then took that data and put it on a county-by-county basis. We looked at where do low-income persons get their meals. Well, they buy at least 61% of the food that they need out of their own resources. That was the first discovery. And, of course, it'll vary from family to family. Second, they get about 22% of the meals that they need through publicly funded programs, such as school lunch, school breakfast, the food support program, which used to be known as food stamps, but there are no more stamps. They're EBT cards. And they get about 5% of their meals from charitable sources, the food shelves that are supported by the food bank. That adds up to 88% of the meals they need, which leaves a gap on a statewide basis of 16% of the meals, which is the equivalent of skipping one meal, let's say dinner, 11 times a month, every month for each person. And when you consider that the households that need assistance disproportionately have children, school-age children, and there are lots of studies to show that children who go to school hungry do not learn particularly well. They tend to be disruptive. They tend to get behind, and they never catch up. And so there's a huge social cost to hunger, and that translates into an economic cost down the road.
Diana, how did you get connected to Second Harvest? I mean, was this something that you just felt passionate about, or how did that all come together?
Yeah, it was. Actually, I've been home with my children for about the past 5 years, and it was time for me to re-enter the workforce, and the opportunities were slim, but when I caught wind of this position, it was very much a passion that I have to help people, and it fit very well with my qualifications and my interests of what I could offer.
Excellent. Well, I wish you both the best. I mean, I can't think of a better endeavor to be in than helping people get their next meal, basically. Our guests have been Newell Searle and Diana Madsen from Second Harvest Heartland, and also Marnie Werner from the Center for Rural Policy and Development. You got to really stop talking so much, Marnie.
I know, it's terrible.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.